I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. I am so excited to be with you this morning, and thank you so much for giving us your ear. In case you didn't know, I'm giving you warning right now. Today is Grandparents Day. So if you have grandparents out there, you want to make sure you get on the phone, give them a call, or, you know, even better, go see them, give them a hug, let them know how much they mean to you. It is a great day to do that. My husband would probably say this is just one of those Hallmark days that they created, right, to sell cards. But it is a good reminder of our grandparents. And speaking of grandparents, our weekly winning word is heritage. And I just thought it was a perfect intro into this week, into Grandparents Day, to think about your heritage, to think about where you come from. And not only that, we want you to think about what you're leaving behind this world. What's your heritage? What's your legacy going to be? I have a guest with me today in the studio, and it's Laura Blackaby. She is the executive director over at Family House. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Kim. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. I know you've been on the show before, so you're kind of a regular.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me back.
Well, I thought it was kind of fitting. I know I was over meeting with you guys. We're getting ready for one of your big events that's happening coming up the end of September, which I am super excited about because I'm a huge Journey fan.
Yes. Friday, September 28th at the Paradise Hotel Ballroom, Infinite Journey is coming into Peoria to rock the house.
We are going to rock the house. So I was over with you guys, working with you, because we're going to be helping out with that. I've Decided is going to be helping you guys out with that. And we're excited to go to that and support it. And I was talking about heritage being our weekly winning word. And I was like, Laura, you should be a guest on the show, because when I went on the tour in your, I guess it's not so much a new facility anymore, but it does still seem really new compared to where you guys moved from. You got an amazing heritage to talk about when it comes to Family House.
Yeah, we do. It's, you know, I think about, I love looking at old photos. And you mentioned that Grandparents Day is today. And I actually have quite a collection of photos that belong to my grandmother from her childhood all the way up. And I love looking at the photos and the black and white and trying to, in some cases, inserting myself into her story, right, when she was a young girl and she was growing up in New Jersey. So I really do enjoy looking at those old types of photos and imagining. And so I imagine what it was back, you know, even in the 1800s, because Family House's first home was actually built back in 1894, and it belonged to the Spurk family. And so it's, of course, on the Peoria Historical Registry. But when you think about a heritage, I'm sure when that first house, when that house was built, the owners of it, the builders of it, probably never imagined that in one day it would host hundreds of families who were coming to Peoria and to become a place of hospitality.
Yeah, at one point that was someone's home.
Yes.
And it was a family home. Who did you say?
It was a family home. It was originally owned by Peter Spurk, who was an entrepreneur here in Peoria. So it was his home. And then over the years, it was passed down and had a couple of other owners. One of the things that I thought was really interesting when I was reading the history of Family House is one of the owners in 1904 became Abraham Shradsky. And Shradsky name still might be familiar. And while I did not work for Abraham, I did work for one of his descendants because Shradsky's was in the Northwoods Mall for quite a number of years, and it was a business that was handed down to different family members. And I actually, one of my first jobs out of college was working as an assistant buyer for Shradsky's.
And what Shradsky's was like a
men's clothing store.
A men's
and women's clothing store, yes. And so I thought, wow, how cool is that, that one of my first jobs out of college was working for Shradsky's, and that was the first house that family house was in. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is actually very cool. Talking about heritage, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? And heritage is such a great word. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning, and also Grandparents Day. And we're talking about heritage. One of the things that we love to do at I've Decided is to provide you motivation and inspiration to help you be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever they are. And we do that in one way by offering you a weekly winning resource. And in that weekly winning resource we send out every week, we kick it off with the weekly winning word and just give you something to kind of focus on and apply to your life and help you be a little more motivated and inspired. And of course, we correlated it this week with Grandparents Day, the word heritage. And, you know, but it's something to think about. Like, you know, I wonder, Laura, I don't know that I sit around thinking about the heritage. I maybe the legacy, I think of legacy more right. so than heritage. I think legacy is probably a little more intentional, right? Like, what's your legacy going to be? You're intentional about that. What do I want to leave behind for my daughters? You know, I think about that. But as far as heritage, like, you know, my grandkids one day or great-great-grandkids, what are they going to look back and read about me, that heritage of where they came from? I don't know that I really give it the attention that it deserves. I wonder how many people do. What do you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a starting point, right, in our history and the stories that we write along the way. And as we look back towards our parents or grandparents or even great-grandparents, and realize that how their life has impacted ours, even though we may not have ever met them. So it's like throwing a handful of pebbles in the water, and you see the ripple effect and what that immediate effect is. But, you know, imagine how far those ripples go into the future. And I kind of think about heritage as being that also. That immediate impact, but then how it just trickles forward until then eventually your heritage then becomes the legacy that you leave those who come after you.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. You were saying that your grandma kind of told her story through pictures, which is really cool. I love old pictures. And my mother, she takes tons and tons of pictures, and I'm terrible about taking pictures. One of the things I'd love to do is journal. You know, I think we can learn about our heritage if we, or pass on a heritage by journaling.
Yes. One of the most, I think one of the most meaningful opportunities I ever had with my grandmother when she was still with us is to sit down and talk to her about her life growing up and learning so much about my great parents and my great great parents, people who I didn't have the opportunity to meet, but through her stories, they became very real to me and helped me to really understand how, in many cases, I became the person I am today. And so being able to sit down with her and record her stories and then later transcribe them and match them up with the pictures has just been so important and such an important part of my life. And then being able to take that as a record and pass it on to my children, and hopefully they'll continue that on so they understand and they know, and the past doesn't become just the past, it becomes something that's remembered and part of them.
It is. And you know that old saying, don't forget where you came from, right?
Sure.
And we were talking before we started airing the show, and you know, sometimes our heritage may not be the best. You know, you might have, we all have, there's always something negative from the heritage. You can always, you know, dig up something from any family line, I'm sure. But of course, a lot of times, you know, you may look at your heritage and you might think, oh, I'm not so super proud of that. But I think, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. He puts us where we're supposed to be. And I do believe that heritage plays a role in instinctual things. You know, my heritage, my grandmother comes from a Cherokee Indian background, and we got a lot of Cherokee Indian, and my dad's like a quarter Cherokee Indian, and I always tease him. I'm like, if you put one of those, you know, Indian, like the feather wigs on, you'd look just like an Indian chief. He, you know, he really looks that much like his heritage. And there's some strong traits from that, you know, some strong women traits, and I cherish those. You know, there's some bad things about it. Obviously, we know what happened in the Indian heritage, but there's so many good things, that I think the strength, the courage, you know, comes from that. And so it's fun to think about that. My cousin put together an entire, with that whole family tree, you know, you can get online and really learn a lot.
Yes.
Where you come from, which is really cool. And she went all the way back, and it's like our fifth great grandmother. They actually have a story about her in an Alabama history book, in a fourth grade Alabama history book.
Oh, wow.
And that was like our great, 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 great grandmother.
That is so cool. So my cousin Scott, he lives in New Jersey. He was doing something similar, and he was tracing the family tree back. And I went out to visit him. It was probably been about 4 years ago, and spent a week. And when I was getting ready to come out, he said, "Laura, please bring all of your pictures, bring your stories," because he said, "I've traced the family back to England, and I've lost the line. I can't find the family line." So I waited until I got out there to share with him the reason that he lost it is because there was a marriage in the family where the husband took the wife's last name. So I knew that.
I've never heard of that
right?
before. That's
so
interesting.
I knew that from the conversations that I had with our grandmother. And so by being able to go out and to have those pictures and the names and the identities and the birth years and that information that I had, we were then able to go back and pick up where the family continued, you know, prior to that.
I love
that. But, you know, you just don't know sometimes when you're looking, you're just like, oh my gosh, why did I'm trying to figure out our ancestry and why am I at a stopping point? Well, it could be that something a little unique and unusual happened, like the husband taking the wife's last name. And that's exactly what happened in our family.
That's incredible. And so we want to encourage you. That's a great story, Laura. That's awesome. If you're just tuning in, that's Laura Blackaby. She is the executive director over at Family House. And we are talking about heritage. Our weekly winning word is heritage. And hey, if you would like to get signed up so that you can get the weekly winning resource, and we'd love to have you join our community. We want to give you the motivation and inspiration and all the resources and tools and really everything you need to be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever they are. That's what we do at I've Decided. Our mission really is your success. You can get signed up today over at ivedecided.org, and we'll start getting you those weekly winning resources, and you can start joining in and getting motivated and inspired and applying some of these words to your life, like heritage. That's our weekly winning word. And I wonder how often you are thinking about your heritage. And maybe today it's Grandparents Day. If you are so blessed and fortunate enough to have your grandparents still around, that'd be awesome to go spend some time with them and ask them, you know, tell me a little bit about our heritage. Tell me where we came from. Share some of those stories. Grandparents love sharing those stories.
Oh, yes, they do.
I know my kids' grandparents love talking about the good old days and where they came from. And, you know, and if your grandparents are no longer with us, maybe take out some old pictures today and you know, ponder where you came from and think on your heritage. I think It's really cool. That's a really cool story you were sharing about how someone in your family line actually took on the wife's name.
Yes.
And so that's really cool. I haven't ever heard of that before, but I guess that could happen.
Sure.
I mean, it's possible. You can do that. There's nothing that says you can't.
Possible. It's been done.
It has been done in your heritage, for sure.
Yes.
And so, obviously, we were talking about family house and that amazing heritage. We kind of stopped around 1905. There was a family that you were like...
The Shradsky family. And so, there were a few owners after that. But eventually, the house became family house. That was back in 1985. About 3 years before that, though, the Junior League of Peoria, some ladies in the Junior League got together, and they identified that there was a great need in Peoria to be able to provide a home for individuals who were coming outside of the Peoria area because they had a loved one who was receiving medical treatments here in Peoria. And so as they do, amazing visionary women, they said, you know, we need to create a space. We need to open up a home for these families who find themselves hundreds of miles from their home during the time of a medical crisis. And so they went to work and brought the hospitals together around the table and said, what needs do you have and how can we help meet that need for these families that are coming in from out of town? And so through that effort, through their planning, through the organization, through their fundraising, Family House was then opened back in 1985.
So that's when it officially kicked off in 1985.
Right, in June of 1985.
Now, so the house then, was it being used at that point? Was someone living there or was it kind of just left? Or do you know the history behind it? Or
you know, I don't know if it was occupied or unoccupied at that time. That's the one piece of information I'm not quite sure about, but I do know that they did purchase the home. So the home was actually owned by Family House up until about 7 years ago when that original home was sold, and then the family house that we're in now on East Nebraska Avenue was opened.
Which is absolutely lovely.
Yes.
I got to see it for the first time not long ago because I stopped by. You were showing me around, and we were talking about the awesome event that I cannot wait for.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night.
Any Journey fans out there? I mean, I'm telling my age, I think, but I'm a total 80s girl. So
I'm there with you, Kim.
Sixth grade at the skating rink, listening to Journey. Oh, my goodness. The memories. I cannot wait for that. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. All to benefit Family House and the families who come to stay with us. We've hosted families from every state except Hawaii and Alaska and several countries outside of the United States. So families literally do come from all over the world to receive medical services in Peoria. We have such an incredible medical and healthcare community with so many specialties. So some of the families who come to us for a planned visit. They're coming to Peoria because the specialists are there here who can help them, or they're coming to Peoria literally in the midst of a medical crisis. So many of the trips are unplanned. And, you know, we're talking about grandparents and support systems. And one of the things that we have the opportunity to see is how engaged grandparents are, especially if they have a grandchild in the hospital, and they'll come in and they'll be here for support for the parents. Or if mom and dad have to go home for a night or two, you know, because they have life that's happening, right, where their home is, the grandparents will come in and, you know, stand in the gap for that child, whether it's a pediatric grandchild or even in some cases an adult grandchild. So they'll come in and, you know, help stand in the gap. And what a wonderful thing for them to do, to be able to come together as a family during a time of crisis.
And it is amazing, and it's such a warm place for them to be able to stay. It's really like a home. It's like set up like a house. It's got a kitchen and a dining area.
Yes.
And it doesn't, you know, you think, when you think of having all these rooms for people to stay, you kind of get a vision of a hotel. But it really is more like a bed and breakfast. It's more, to me, I would describe it that homey, feeling. It's the setting is just amazing. So gorgeous.
Yes. And we have guests that stay with us long term. We have a family with us right now. Was speaking to the gentleman who's staying with us, and he says, you know, he said, today we've been here 55 days. And he said, I'm not quite sure when I've started counting the days, but as each day goes by, I now know exactly how long I've been here. And when you think about that and you think about somebody coming to stay with you for 55 days, it really is their home. It's the place where their newly defined extended family is. Because our families really do come together to support one another. But, you know, to think about that, and that is sobering when you think that there's a loved one who's in the hospital for 55 days and you leave everything behind so you can be closest to them. And that's what we provide at Family House, a place for people to be close to their loved ones during a time of a medical crisis.
And it's something we hope we never have to think about, but, you know, you don't think about that until that happens, you
right.
know, until you are in a situation where you're in need because you have to go somewhere. I know one of our families that's a part of, I've decided, the Bell family, they have a child that was born with some serious condition and they need, he has to have a kidney transplant. And they're going to have to go to another state in order to have this done. And this is the same process, just somewhere else. You
right.
know? So, but of course, here in Peoria, you said it, we are so fortunate. We have a rich heritage in Peoria.
We do.
And, but we also have amazing hospitals. And I mean, the Children's Hospital, we're so blessed to have to be an affiliate of St. Jude right here in Peoria, and having the Children's Hospital, it really, again, it's one of those things we hope we never need, but when you need it, you're glad you have it. And so I think it's just really cool what you guys are doing over there in that rich heritage of where it came from. Now, I'm just curious, you may not know this answer. I think this is just me being nosy. What happened to the house that you guys moved out of? You sold it? Has somebody lived there?
So the house was purchased from Family House, which was a huge blessing. And there are individuals that are living in that house still today. So corner of Knoxville and 74. I've not been in the house. I've only seen it from the outside. But I was visiting last night with Georgia, one of our staff members. And, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, what was it about that house? And she went on to explain to me just kind of beyond the, you know, the hospitality and the services. She said, you know, you look at the outside of the house and she said, it's impressive. But then she said, you walk inside and she said, it's beautiful. And just she created this picture as she was describing it to me of the fireplace and the mantle and the intricate handcrafted woodwork that was throughout the entire house. And she said it just made it feel so warm. And she said it was exquisite and ornate, but it was warm. And you just had a wonderful feeling from it at that time. They were able to host up to 14 families at one time. And then they also had an efficiency apartment in the original house as well. So, you know, the same caring services, but a more modern house today than it was before. But the first home, I'm sure, was for its time and still is equally as beautiful, just in a different way.
Just in a different way. And I think probably with the interstate and all the busyness right there where you guys are now, it's like you're in the middle of town, but it's almost like you're in the woods too, you know. So you have, it's a place I think where people can get away from the hospital and feel like they're in a place of serenity.
Yes.
In that new location, whereas the house that was before right there on the main street is so busy right there today, probably
right.
wasn't, you know, back then.
Correct. Yeah, I'm sure it was not. I mean, you know, even thinking back 33 years ago, right, and how our community and how our city has changed in the last 33 years with new infrastructure and, you know, new medical facilities. And so when you think about that, you think about even 33 years ago, how that intersection was probably much different
right.
than it even is today.
1985 could not have
right?
been 33 years so, ago. Are you serious?
I'm sorry to say, Kim. Yeah, we're going back to your journey years now, right?
I was like, okay, speaking of 80s, I probably got some of these listeners fired up about hearing Journey or the Journey Tribute Band, which is going to be awesome. And that's happening. So how can we get tickets
to
that event?
So tickets are available at the Family House website, which is familyhousepeoria.org. Or they can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Family House Peoria. So either way, they can get online and purchase tickets for the event. If they have any questions, they can also call our office as well.
Cool. And I hope that some of you guys will join me there. We're going to rock the house to some Journey. It's going to be awesome. And, you know, raising money for Family House and,
yes.
and what you guys are doing, because it truly... You're giving back to these families who are going, a lot of times they're seeing their children, a loved one, you know, who is having to stay in the hospital for a pretty extended stay.
Yeah. And, you know, it's what's really humbling to see is that so many of our families, after they've been gone from the house, you know, and sometimes it might be a year or two, or we recently received a gift of some items that we needed from somebody that had been at the house 10 years ago. So she didn't even have the opportunity to be in our current home. She was in the first family house. And she said, I visited you 10 years ago when my grandson was in a sledding accident. She said all the trauma beds up in Chicago were full. And she said, so they life-flighted him here to Peoria. And she said, I remember driving down in a terrible snowstorm. And Carol went on to say, I'll never forget how you made me feel while we were there and how grateful we were. And so she sent us some snack items for our pantry. And she said, I really hope that this will help relieve some of the burdens of the families that are staying with you now. And so I think about that and I think, wow, 10 years later, and she's remembering Family House. And so you talk about a heritage and how Family House then becomes part of someone else's story.
Yeah, it becomes their heritage. Isn't that something? That's so cool. I knew you would be the perfect guest for this show. You're a great storyteller. You take after your grandma.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You said she's a good storyteller. I think she passed on that heritage to you because you have a gift of bringing someone right into the picture the way you describe things. That's pretty cool. So, hey, we really appreciate you tuning in to the radio show this morning. We have been talking about heritage with my friend and the executive director at Family House, Laura Blackaby. Laura, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I was just looking here about heritage, and it talks about the definition of heritage. It says traditions. So, you know, in honor of Grandparents' Day, if you're blessed enough to still have your grandparents, go see them, give them a big hug, at least give them a phone call. If you're not, take some time to think about those traditions that your grandparents passed on to you. Think about those childhood days going over and visiting with your grandparents and what that was like. It talks about achievements, you know, focus on some positive things from your family heritage and some things that they achieved. And it talks about beliefs that are a part of the history of your family. So, you know, your belief system, your traditions, and really everything about you is can be summed up in your heritage. And so it's a really cool thing, concept to think about. And I think it's important when it comes to being successful in your goals and dreams that you do take time to be proud of where you come from. Nobody's perfect. We all have those little skeletons in our family that we'd like to be like, yeah, that's not really my cousin. But, you know, be proud and on that heritage. It's a cool thing. Thanks, Laura, so much for being with us today. And again, we'd love to have you join our I've Decided community and become a part of our heritage. That would be awesome. You can do that at ivedecided.org. And once you become a part of our community, you will start receiving your weekly winning resource, and we'll get you on your journey to success. That's what we love to do here at I've Decided. So thanks for tuning in, and we will look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?